So we are in Parashat Bo, learning the first, second, third, fourth, fifth Ma'amar in the Noam Elimelech. In my version is Kuf Lamed Tet, 139. Where the Ma'amar starts with O Yamar Bo El Paro Uleman Tesaper. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, come to Paro in order for you. Of course, the verse continues, but it concludes by saying Leman Tesaper is for the sake that you should tell to your son and to his son and all generations how I you know, the words the Torah is using is Hit'alalti beparo. Le'italel is mamash to play around with somebody, but in a, you know, there's many ways to interpret the word le'italel. I mean, one extreme word is to mamash to molest, to go against somebody else's will. But le'italel is to kind of play around with, to torture the person. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, come to Paro, I have hardened his heart, but I want you to tell later on to the rest of the generations what I did to Paro, how I was, so to say, punishing with him and playing with him, showing him, like we said, remember in one of the classes where the fish goes to the bathroom from? So this is an Israeli way of expression. I'll show you where the fish goes to the bathroom from. That's how I grew up. Nevertheless, it says, Uleman tesaper, I want you to tell your sons and your grandchildren, etc., what I did to Paro. נראה כי עיקר כוונת הבורא יתברך בכות את פרעה ועבדיו למען יהיה אות לבני ישראל. It seems like all this punishments that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did to Paro was only to show to the nation of Israel that Hashem is, he has the control. That not only that he has the control, the word that the Torah is using is אות. Now אות is a sign. That it should be for you as a sign. You know, sometimes you see, especially in court cases, in the court of law, they will take one case and they will go extreme to make a sign that everybody should see. An example. You see, if you go against the law, this is what's going to happen. In the olden days, if somebody will do something small, they will hang him in the middle of the street that everybody should see that there is going to be a consequences. So it seems, that's what he says, nira'a. It seems that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made all this show to Paro, so everybody will know, whoa, don't cross boundaries here. You're going to cross your line, then there's going to be a reaction. But a different way of reading it, if you remember, we explained it yesterday and the day before, ot is a sign, but if you, and plural is oti, is otot, but if you add one letter, the letter yud, it becomes otiot, letters. So it seems to me, that's what the Noam Elimelech says, it seems, nira'a, leman ye ot levnei Yisrael. There should be a sign to the nation of Israel, ושיתרבו אותיות התורה, that the letters of the Torah shall multiply, will multiply. על ידו, באלה הדברים הנאמרים בו. By the fact that Hashem is giving the order to Moshe to come, the letters of the Torah will multiply. ולא יהיה הספר התורה חסר אפילו אות אחת. And later on, when they go out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem gives them the Torah, then not one letter should be missing in the Torah. The halakha is that if one letter is missing or is damaged in a Sefer Torah, then the whole Sefer Torah is pasul, is disqualified. Just imagine, one letter is bent a little bit or is covered or ripped, the whole Sefer Torah, you can't use it. Here he's saying, that the reason why Hashem added more and more of these otot, these signs, is for the fact that the letters of the Torah, the otiyot, shall multiply, then there shouldn't be missing one letter from the Torah. והנה האיש משה כשהלך אצל פרעה לא היה הולך ברצונו הטוב. But it seems here that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Paro, he didn't went willingly. It seems like Hashem had to force him to go to Paro. כי לא היה חפץ להסתכל בדמות אדם רשע. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to face an evil man. That's one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go to Paro. וכך אמר לו השם ברוך הוא בלשון בו. That's why Hashem had to tell him, come, not go. He wants to say, שתבוא אליו ברצונך. That you should want to come to Paro. Even though Paro was an evil man, a wicked man, and Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to look at him, then Hashem says, no, you come to Paro. כי יש לי על ידו להתווסף קדושה. Why? Even though he's wicked, I will still use Paro to add holiness, to add kedusha, al yedei otiyot haTorah, by the letters of the Torah, hanemarim avuro, that are said in his name. You know, how many times in the Torah the word Paro is mentioned? A couple dozens. So obviously, if he got his name in the Torah so many times, there's something there. I mean, my name is only once in the Torah. So, alone. But Paro must be better than me if he has his name so many times in the Torah. You have probably the name that is the most in the Torah is Moshe. Then maybe Aaron or maybe Abraham, I don't know, it didn't count. But nevertheless, obviously Paro has something going on because his name is mentioned in the Torah so many times. So Hashem says, no, even though he's wicked, his letters of the name Paro adding to the minyan of letters in the Torah. So there's obviously something there. How is he saying that? Ki yesh li al yado litvasef kedusha. Because by him, I'm adding more kedusha by fulfilling more letters in the Torah. Hanemarim avuro, because they're saying in his name. The letters are mentioning his name. Velaze en shayach kan lomar lashon lech. That's why it's not even applicable to say go to Paro. It says rather bo to Paro, come to. Why? כי הליכה מקרי אף שאדם הולך שלא ברצונו. Going, walking, is also considered when you go without your will. How many times you have to go to a different place? It's not your will to go there. When they call you to court, you're not going there willingly. And when I was a kid, I remember I used to go to school not willingly. They just forced me to go to school. So some places we go, we like going there. Some places we don't like going. We go there because I don't have a say here. אף על פי כן הולך, שהולך שלא ברצונו, אף על פי כן המעשה הליכה ברגליו נעשית. Even though there's no will to go there, but it's still, you still go there, and specifically with your legs. וביאה היא שייך כשאדם בא ברצונו. Now, ביאה, בו, this is when you do it willingly. לך, go, means go there even if you don't want to go. Bo is that you're already going because you want to go. Birtzono, umachshavato hu ameviya le'adam et el davaro. And the thought is what's bringing the person to go to this place. Vezeu leman shiti ototayim lashon otiyot. That's why he says that I will show you my signs, my otot, because it comes from the word otiyot, letters. Then he continues, למען תספר באוזני ביתך בהיות שהקדוש ברוך הוא ברחמיו עושה נס לישראל. פעם אחת. Because the reason why to tell to the generations is because the קדוש ברוך הוא is doing in his great mercy a miracle. First of all, just to conclude the last part, you know, most people, they don't really go to the Torah because they want. If you will now interview most people and you'll tell them, why do you go three times a day to pray? Because I have to. And if right now you will give a special permission not to go, would you still go to pray? then probably a large amount of people say, yeah, no, let's cut to the chase. Let's say now Hashem will give you a sign, note saying, today you are exempt. You don't have to pray today. If you don't show up, nothing's going to happen. I can assure you that a large amount of men would say, really? I can get off today? I'm fine. I'll stay home and sleep till 10. Some, of course, are in a different level, says, no, I want to go and pray. But many will say, let's be honest here. I'll stay home. Give me the note. I'll stay home. So, and chas v'shalom, not to look at anybody, to put anybody down. I mean, I also have days that I would say, you know, if I will get now a free pass, I will stay home. Let's be real. I mean, some days we don't feel like it. We're going through something, whatever it is. I don't feel good, and you don't want to do certain things, but you still do it. So there's two ways how I'm walking to shul, to the synagogue. One of them is in the Islech, you have to go, and some of them is both, and you want to go. I want to go because I want to pray. I want to learn. Now this is not only in praying, it can be in any mitzvah. How many times do we do a mitzvah? Because I have to, not because I really want to. Doesn't matter right now, maybe there's pressure, the community is looking, and there's a many guys that they'll come to, they show up to the minyan because they don't want to face now the community saying, where were you? Well, why didn't you show up? We were waiting for you. It's embarrassing. So they just show up. And it can be like this to many other things. And a lot of the mitzvot that we do, usually, there are cases that a person will not do a certain mitzvah. But when there's a lot of people around him, suddenly he will do it. Because, you know, I want to fit everybody and not to be said behind closed doors, you know, you don't behave like how you behave next to people. We talked about it already a couple times. Put now music here. Thank you so much. Put now music here. And you'll see, people are like, they'll just move there. Put now the same song behind closed doors, that it's only you and the walls. Suddenly you're Michael Jackson. You're doing these moves that, yeah, exactly. So, but that's the truth. Play now music, you'll see people will be just moving a little bit, but behind closed doors, you're a total different person. Same idea. Sometimes you behave a certain way because there's a lot of people next to you. You will, so to say, be upgraded in your spiritual level. At home, nobody's looking, I can do whatever I want. That was the greatness of Yosef Avinu, by the way, Yosef the Tzaddik. That he had all the ability to do whatever he wanted in Mitzrayim because nobody knew him. Nobody knew who he is. He's the son of Yaakov. He could do whatever he wants, technically. If he would go, you know, all the women were running after him. The wife of Potiphar was seducing him. There was nobody to come and say, whoa, what are you doing? So technically he could have done whatever he wanted. No, he was like, so what if nobody knows me? I'm honest with Hashem and with myself. It's basically saying, in other words, there are two levels how I perform the mitzvot. One of them is that I'm forced to go and do it. And if I would get some type of an exemption, I would not do it, probably. Being honest with putting the cards on the table. I'm not pretending now. And sometimes, and this is a much higher level, that I want to. I want to go and pray. I want to do the mitzvah. I'm doing it with a full heart. So, excuse me? Yeah, that's exactly the thing. That sometimes I will do something from what people will say. Like you're saying, afraid of man and not afraid of God. And at home, I mean, again, I can only testify on myself. I'm not, but I know that I'm not different than anybody else. You are much more religious and on the street than in the home. And to be, so to say, observant in the home is much harder. That's why they say that tzniut, that modesty, is not in the street. The modesty is in the home. So there are many ladies that in the street will be covered. What? Yeah. So because a lot of ladies in the street, they'll be dressed very modest. And at home, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, that I'm presenting the reality. So because when there's no eyes looking at you, then suddenly you're not so observant. This is exactly what he's trying to say here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu is not in our level, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to face Paro, because he's wicked. You know, you do reach a certain level sometimes that you're saying, I don't want to be involved in anything that is impure, because it brings me down from my level. But Hashem is answering Moshe, saying, listen, if I put Hashem Paro's name in the Torah, obviously his letters, they're adding Kedusha to the Sefer Torah, because the missing letters, the Sefer Torah will not be complete. So I had to add these otot, these otiyot, these letters of Paro, to make me understand that, you know, the world was created also with wicked people, because the wicked people can do tshuva. And again, I can only testify on myself that I was once defined by the Torah, Rasha, and many others. So it's very easy to look at a person and say, ah, he's desecrating Shabbat, he's eating not kosher, he's married to a non-Jew, and now he's a wicked person, he's not one of ours. Yeah, but you were also like this once. So don't chas v'shalom look at somebody in a different way. But the point to take from that is I want to know when I have to be honest with myself. Hashem is basically telling me, in other words, you have to be honest with yourself. If you want to lie to people, then you're right, they might never know. But you lie to yourself and to Hashem, you can't. Hashem knows, and you also know. If you're living in denial that you're lying to yourself, then who are you lying to? So the point is that I want to elevate myself to a level that I'm not in the level of lech to do the mitzvah, rather at bo, that I should elevate myself. Moshe Rabbeinu was in such of a place that he didn't want to see Paro even. It's almost like now a person is refined, and his friend tells him, hey, you want to go to the bar tonight or whatever it is? No, I don't want to. I don't want to be in this environment anymore. It just pulls me down, just makes me impure. It makes me, you know, have bad thoughts or whatever it is. But nevertheless, we have to also recognize this can only come from the level of Moshe, which is humble, to be anav, is to say, when am I being pushed to do the mitzvah, and when am I doing it because I want to? When I want to, that's a high level. This is bo. I'm doing it because that's my will. When am I pushed to? So I have to recognize it, of course, and to know that I need to work on myself. If I'm not willing to admit, then I will say, yeah, of course I want to go and pray every day. I can't wait for the minyan. I'm an hour before the minyan, I'm outside of the door. So some people, they live in this denial. And if you ask them, really, do you really want to pray? Well, of course. But deep down inside, no, I don't want to. If it was up to me, I would stay home right now. At least, Hashem is telling you, be honest and recognize if you have a fault when you're doing the mitzvah because you don't really want to. And so, you know, where to work on yourself, because you want to reach to a level, you want to elevate yourself to a level that you're doing the mitzvah because you want to do the mitzvah. So we want to understand specifically that when I'm doing a mitzvah, it's coming from the level of Paro, of something that is not holy. Then when I know how to recognize it, then I know how to refine it. If I know the problem, then I know how to fix the problem. If I don't know the problem, then how can I fix it? And he just continues, he says, "Oleman tesaper bozne bincha yot shakadosh baruch hu haya barachamav osenes leYisrael." Well, what is this concept of telling to your son later on? It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his great mercy, does miracles to the nations of Israel. Venokem lehem oivehem, and then he moves the enemies away from them. Az nitoreu rachamim, then the mercy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu has woken up at the time of Mitzrayim. And afilu leatid, b'chol dor sheYisrael tzrichim leinakem me'eze soneh, העומד עליהם להכבידם בהשררה, או מלך, אז הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה נקמה. Same way that then at the time, they had a paro that was, sitting on there and ruling them. So it says in בכל דור ודור, also in other generations, there's also going to be a paro that we need to be saved from. כיוון שכבר נתעוררו אותן רחמים בעניין כזה, since the marachamim, the mercy that was already aroused at the time from something similar, and we are going to experience the same thing in the future. Vezeh oleman tesaper. That's why you have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. Told him you have to tell the rest of the generations to know that even when there's something evil like Paro, Hashem does come to the rescue. Asher italalti b'mitzrayim, what Hashem was punished Mitzrayim. When we are telling the miracle, what Hashem did in Mitzrayim, that arouses the mercy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to do the exact same thing to us. Therefore, even in a future generation, Hashem will come and be a savior. Meaning that by the fact that we constantly saying what was in Mitzrayim, that is arousing the level, the midah of rachamim of Hashem. That's why you see that in so many times we say something to commemorate zecher letziat Mitzrayim. We read Kriyat Shema twice a day, zecher letziat Mitzrayim. We do kiddush on Shabbat, zecher letziat Mitzrayim. Constantly we add this verse, zecher to commemorate the going out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because that arouses the rachamim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, then we were able to arouse his level of mercy so much that he took us out of Mitzrayim. So by reminding him, it's almost like, not too long ago, my son came and asked for something. And I said no. And you know what he did? He did Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. He told me, but you remember, don't you remember then when I asked you, you allowed? All right. Why did I allow then? You're allowed. Remember? Yeah. So he cornered me. He did the Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. But once it worked, why now you're not allowing? I was like, right. I don't remember why I allowed then, but okay, you can do it. So we do the same thing with Hashem. We're telling him 50 times a day, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. Remember when you took us out of Mitzrayim? So take us now out of Mitzrayim too. So Baruch Hashem, we want to take practical things out of what we learn. Is we have to understand, A, that we're in Mitzrayim. Because if I don't want to go to do a certain mitzvah, it's only coming because I'm in Mitzrayim. I'm in some type of a level of limitation. I have to recognize it. I have to be humble. I can only recognize my problem if I'm humble. If I'm not humble, I will never recognize my problem. I will blame it on everybody else. But if I'm humbling myself, I'm able to say, yeah, I am. I have a fault here, and I have to fix it. And by me just recognizing and saying, Hashem, I agree, I admit, I have a fault here, I'm lazy, I'm judgmental, I'm whatever it is. That's when Hashem takes me out of Mitzrayim, because I'm able to come and say, I'm not as perfect as I thought. Then I turn the lech into bo. Instead of go to do the mitzvah, and I'm ordering you, rather bo, come and do it yourself, by yourself. So we have to be honest. And I do that on a daily basis, sometimes 50 times a day, that if I have this little voice inside that says, I wish I could skip this right now. I don't feel like doing this right now. Sometimes I don't feel like doing something, and I would do it, then I would say to myself, I have to do it because my boys are looking at me. I have to do it as an example. It happens all the time. And I would say to myself, no, I have to do it right now because my boys are looking at me, my daughters are looking at me, I have to give example. But right away, at least I can tap myself on my back that I'm honest enough to say to myself, I have to do it because of them. But right away I would say, okay, if I need to do it because I feel that I have to do it for somebody else, then I still have what to work on. At least I recognize in me what am I missing. I'm not going to come and lie to myself by saying, no, it's totally fine. But rather, I know how to look at myself and say, okay, I still have a long way to go. If I really don't want to do something, and the fact that I'm doing it, doesn't matter right now why, that's nice. But at least I can recognize right away, okay, so I'm still not in the level that I'm coming to the mitzvot in my own desire, and I still have to work on myself. And by that, that's how I constantly grow and grow spiritually. But the most important thing to know that just by me admitting and not pretending, that's when Hashem comes, so to say, to the rescue. Paro is the power that stops me from getting closer to Hashem. But the fact that I'm willing to admit and to recognize that this is the problem, that's when Hashem, so to say, comes to the Savior, to come to save the day. Because only Hashem is able to allow me, so to say, to grow. I can't take any credit for myself. There's Hashem allowing me, so I can grow spiritually. So Bezrat Hashem should reach to a higher level of humility, of humbleness, of anava, so we can really see where I'm lacking, where I'm missing, so I can admit it in front of Hashem. Hashem just wants us to admit. He likes admitting. He doesn't like ego and arrogance and fake. He just, that's why we say three times a day, and sometimes even more, we say vidui. Vidui is to admit. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. I don't need to admit in front of Hashem. Hashem knows what I did. The admitting is for me to understand, yes, ashamnu, I have lied, I have cheated. Why? To bring me to confess, to say, yeah, I admit. Once you admit, 80% of the access of the process is done already. Because you admitted, Hashem says, oh, now that you came clean, I will help the rest. So that's what we need to take from that. To be humble, to know when to admit that we're wrong. And it can be between me and myself, and also between me and other people. Most of the arguments is because nobody's willing to admit. Sometimes you can just admit and say, you know, it's, honey, you are right. I was wrong. That will save a lot of problems. Bezrat Hashem should reach to a level that we're much refined, that we can't look at Paro in his eyes, can't look at a sin or something evil and think even that it's okay to dwell around that. This is mamash a high level to be able to be disgusted by things that are against the Torah. Needless to say, we do that a little bit more, then Hashem will really get us out of our own Mitzrayim. We know how to humble ourselves a little bit, just one step more, then Hashem will come to our rescue. Bezrat Hashem should happen very soon. Should see it with our own eyes.